بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. Alcohol consumption is totally forbidden in Islam. This is something which is absolutely clear. However, there are certain misconceptions which prevail in regarding this concept, and people think that if this is something which is absolutely forbidden in divine religion, then why is it that Christians of today in particular, they consume alcohol without any inhibition? And is it that their own scriptures allow them to do so? In this talk, I'm going to try to clarify that even Christians, if they are doing so, they are actually deviating from their own divine scriptures. And it is absolutely evident from both the Torah and from the Old Testament, from the New Testament, that consumption of alcohol is totally condemned there too. I would read out certain excerpts from the Bible itself to show that how this condemnation is present in the Bible in such explicit words. And if people are deviating from what the Bible says, then of course this is no fault of the Bible itself. In Leviticus, the words are, this is chapter number 10, verses 8 and 9, "The Lord then spoke to Aaron, saying, Do not drink wine or strong drink, neither you nor your sons with you, when you come into the tent of meeting." Similarly, in the book of Judges, chapter 13 and verse 4, the words are, "Do not drink wine or strong drink, nor eat any unclean thing." In the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verses 4 and 5, they read, "It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, or for rulers to desire strong drink, for they will drink and forget what is decreed, and pervert the rights of all the afflicted." The words in the Gospel of Luke are, and this of course is an introduction to John the Baptist, and while describing who John the Baptist would be, the Gospel according to Luke says, "For he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and he will drink no wine or liquor, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit." Of course, then the topic shifts to some other things, but it is absolutely clear from all these excerpts that liquor or alcohol consumption is equally condemned in previous scriptures also. Hence, if people are not following their scriptures, it is their own deviation, and it is not the fault of any scriptures themselves. And of course, then it also becomes evident that the condemnation and the prohibition of alcohol consumption has been present in all previous divine religions as well. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ